Homicide Williams, good morning to you.
Good morning. What's going on?
Oh, it's been a long time between drinks, really.
You miss me?
Yeah, I did miss you. I can understand why the NBL have to have a week off between the home and away season and the first week of the finals because there is World Cup matches. Is that qualifying matches or international matches that need to be played?
Yeah, there was a FIBA window break. Yeah. So Boomers played and New Zealand played as well.
So we've had to wait for a week, but it'll start tomorrow night when Perth take on Cairns.
Huge. We are down to the business end of the season. The best part of the year. The creme de la creme will rise. Who will that be?
You're tipping a clean sweep in both final series?
No, I did not say that. Okay. You're tipping that. That's not me.
Yeah.
Sydney Kings will get the broom out. What's the best broom brand?
Okay. I don't
know. In the country. Broom well, that's brand. The broom they're going to use.
Budding's broom.
To sweep.
Yeah.
Melbourne United. I think Melbourne United got into the finals, but based off of what I've seen this season, Casper averages 30 points per game, shooting the three at 60%. Thank you. And Sydney Kings have owned Melbourne United and took the series 3-1.
Yep.
Three wins, 2-1 loss. There is no way.
No way.
Sydney Kings are not sweeping and advancing to the grand finals.
Do you think Melbourne might have learned a little bit from their losses against Sydney Kings in the regular season? And they've basically got nothing really to lose. I know they were expected to finish a lot higher on the table and not have to fight for their final spot. But probably 2 weeks out before finals, we thought they couldn't make it. Now they're in. They've got nothing to lose. Sydney have got the pressure on them. Top of the table. They can just play some attacking basketball, get the job done defensively, and maybe cause a little bit of an upset.
Well, a couple of things. A team with nothing to lose
is dangerous.
It's Cairns tight pants.
Okay.
Okay. Melbourne United is a successful franchise. All right. So nothing to lose does not sit tight with them. Casper Ware was stolen. Think about this series. Casper Ware was stolen from the Sydney Kings. Well, by the Sydney Kings, okay? He's come back, and every time he plays well, it's against his former team. He's had good games. This is an elite point guard. Ever since he's touched the shores of this country, he's dominated this league. He means business. I don't know if there's anything Melbourne United can do to stop Casper Ware. I think if they double him, they are so balanced and so deep. That's going to be even more pressure on Melbourne United's defense. You take the ball out of his hand, he can kick it around the perimeter. These guys can hit. You know what I mean? Like, who do you help off of? So I just think that it's just going to be too much depth. And he just wants to, like, kill them single-handedly. He wants to kill them. So I just don't see anybody being able to stop him. They haven't stopped him all year. So how all of a sudden you're going to stop a guy that's averaging 30 and shooting the ball 60% from the three? So you know what I mean? Like how do you stop that? Shea Ely is going to have his hands filled. One hell of a defender. But he is going to have his hands filled. Garden, Casper Ware. Mitch McCarron, it's going to be his job as well. He's going to have his hands full. Not to mention, Bogut has been resting. So, the dynamics shift.
Yeah.
And the Sydney Kings, I feel, is going to click into a whole nother gear in this final series matchup.
I'm tipping an upset. I think Melbourne can.
Oh, my what?
Yeah, I think Melbourne can go to Sydney and get the job done.
I mean, look. Here's what I'm going to say.
I think Golden will just, he'll go mad.
Chris Golden is a flat-out stud.
Yes.
He steps up at big times. He's a champion. He's a proven winner. Right? He's the heart and soul of this team. He's going to have to play. He's going to have to be CG43, which I have no doubt he will. That ain't the issue. David Barlow is going to be big.
Yes.
These are the guys that have been there before. When they won the championship.
Correct.
Melo Tremble hasn't been to the playoffs. This is his first time. Hasn't won in this league. Sean Long, who I love, haven't won in this league.
No.
So that part of it is different. They don't have anybody on that team that can put the backpack on their back, everybody jump on, come on my shoulders, and let me ride this thing home. Guess where that guy is?
Injured.
In Sydney.
Yeah.
Well, Casey, in Sydney. Casper Ware.
Casey Prather could have done
Casey
that.
Casey Prather is out.
Yeah.
We can't even talk about him right now because he's been out the whole year pretty much. And believe me, if he was this year, if he was active and healthy,
that would have been,
this is a completely different story.
Yeah. I just hope Melbourne can turn up and defeat Sydney at home. And if they do that, then they come back and they're the favourites to win that series. But I know they've got their job in front of them. Sydney have been the best side all year. They've completely outplayed Melbourne nearly on every occasion. They've
how can they win?
Yeah, so but they
every facet of the game in four games.
Yes,
they've outplayed them. How can they win?
It's a different ball game. Finals pressure. I think they're playing better than they were when they play them during the regular season.
You are as good as the point guard on your team, my man. Pressure. What is Casper Ware going to do against his former team? That's what this whole thing is going to come down to. All right?
And that's the story, I guess, with Perth and Sydney if they do meet.
Hello?
Bryce Cotton always plays better than Casper. I know they're not.
You want to talk about that right now?
No, we'll wait to see if they can get the job done.
I mean, we can talk about that series matchup I'm talking about regarding Cairns versus Perth.
Yes.
Tell me when you're ready to talk about that.
Well, Perth will win that.
Tell me when you're ready to talk about it.
We'll talk about it now. Perth at $1.37 at home in the first game. They take on Cairns at $3.15.
Perth Wildcats will not only win that game, they'll win that series. It won't be a sweep.
Okay, so 2-1.
2-1.
They win both their games in Perth.
You have to remember this. Your biggest advantage for any team in finals is what?
Home court
advantage. RAC Arena, the Red Army, is going to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
MVP of the league is Bryce Cotton. Fans MVP is Scott Machado. Two players that have had a brilliant seasons. And the best man got it. But guess who he's matching up against? The defensive player of the year, DJ Newbill. Let's not forget, he makes things a little bit difficult for Bryce Cotton. Nobody stops Cotton. Cotton is the only man that stops Cotton. However, he's made it a bit difficult for him whenever they matched up. Cotton will go to another level.
Yeah. And so will
enter
White.
Tariqa White.
Yeah.
Enter Clint Steindl, who's shooting the ball well. Enter Plumlee. Let's not forget Nick Kay.
Star.
The depth alone at that front court positions will wear down the Cairns Taipans. That's where they lose the series.
Is it an advantage for Sydney in a way and Melbourne? Because they only have to jump on a plane and it's only an hour away. When Perth and Cairns for their series, like it's a 6 or 7 hour road trip.
Look here, man. This is why you make finals. There ain't no complaining.
No.
You've done it all year. Are you showing up when it's time for jump ball? Nobody's talking about flights.
No. Well, I'm just saying, it might be in the
Nobody back. Is talking about flights when it's time to play. Money's on the line. Your game's on the line.
So who's your
This
tip?
Is where your name gets etched in stone or forgotten about.
How do you think Bogut will go? This is a question from Tom.
I think Bogut, what's this series right now?
This series.
Bogut will be fine.
Can he be the player that's the difference in this final series?
To be honest with you, it's not even up to him. He's just going to continue to rim protect. That's all he needs to do.
Yep.
You know, for me, I think Sean Long needs the ball more. The only time they won against Sydney, Sean Long had a huge game, like 23 and like 16 or something like that. He has to have a big game, which means he needs a lot of touches, so Bogut is playing defense. Again, Bogut doesn't play defense. Doesn't have to because the way the defensive scheme is set up, he doesn't have to step out and set and defend the perimeter. That was my whole thing. I already said, if their scheme defensively changes when they see the Perth Wildcats, which they will, Sydney Kings will win it.
Okay.
But I don't believe they're going to change that scheme that much for him to be protected defensively and keep protecting the rim. He can't do both. for five games. Yeah. He can't do both.
So it will be after this weekend or after the final series, the semi-final series in the NBL. It'll be Sydney hosting Perth in the grand final series with the home court advantage, best of five.
Bryce Cotton could win on any court.
Yeah. So
Perth Wildcats can win on any court. Home court advantage does not matter with the Perth Wildcats in that matchup.
Okay.
So we're going to save that conversation for next week.
So Perth to get the job done.
Yep.
In this NBL season to win another title. Remarkable sporting organization as I think this is their 36th straight finals appearance.
Whatever it is, it's a whole lot.
Now, Homicide, what about the NBA? First of all, I want to touch on Monday morning, our time. The tributes for Kobe Bryant at the service there in LA. And I thought Michael Jordan spoke so well.
Michael Jordan, the GOAT, has spoken. He doesn't speak a lot.
He doesn't, does he?
Nah, but as he said, Kobe was his little brother. And it was so much more about life as opposed to the game with their relationship. So, well said. You know, he cried, he sobbed like a lot of people. And, you know, he loved them. He really loved them, respected his little brother. And it's just very unfortunate.
And it's when you listen to Michael Jordan and how close they were and how he respected Kobe for the work he did, especially on the basketball court, because he wanted to be the best possible basketballer that he could be.
The closest thing to Mike
was Kobe.
The killer instinct.
Yeah.
The hunger, the desire to be great. Straight hard work and the will to win. There's a lot of people that have those characteristics but haven't won as many as Kobe and Mike.
What about now when you have a look at the NBA market for the championship? Milwaukee, for the first time this season with the tab, are the favorites to win the championship. They've replaced both LA sites. Does that surprise you?
No, when you're 50-8, that's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. However, they're not winning.
You're still with the Lakers?
Still with the Lakers.
I'm with the Clippers. I think Lenny can get the job done.
Well, we'll see how we go.
What about our multi today? You ready?
I'm ready. Let's talk about
the famous Homicide Williams multi on a Thursday.
Let me get some of y'all paid today. Let's go.
All right. Then. Charlotte v. New York at Charlotte. $205, $1.77.
I got New York.
Away.
New York is $1.77?
Yeah.
I got New York.
Okay. Cleveland.
New York's been playing good basketball.
Cleveland at home to Philadelphia.
Nah, I'm going with... Skip that game.
Okay.
That's a danger game.
Washington.
No, Ben, that's a danger game.
Yeah, Washington take on Brooklyn at home.
Washington is trash. I got Brooklyn.
So $1.74 Brooklyn away. Atlanta v. Orlando.
Where?
At Atlanta. $2.25 Atlanta, $1.65 Orlando.
I'm going with Orlando.
Okay, you're jotting this down, Mikey. Miami v. Minnesota at Miami.
I got Miami.
$1.14 there. Houston Rockets v. Memphis. $1.13 v. $6.
$1.13 v.
For the Rockets.
$6?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, you take Houston.
Yeah. San Antonio v. Dallas. Dallas favorites at $1.48.
Yeah, man, I take Dallas.
And Phoenix take on the LA Clippers. Phoenix hosting the Clippers. Phoenix $3.60, the Clippers $1.29.
All right, I'll take the Clippers. So go again.
And then the last game, Utah v. Boston. Utah favorites, the Jazz at $1.44, the Celtics $2.80.
That's no Kimba. You take
Utah.
So now let's go through all of those again I picked, the ones I picked.
All right, Mikey.
All righty.
So who did he pick?
So we got Charlotte, New York. You got New York.
Leave that game alone.
We're leaving that. We're throwing that one
I'm
in.
Getting guaranteed money today for my
guaranteed.
People.
We're throwing it in the bin. All right. We got Brooklyn, Washington. You're going Brooklyn $1.77. Orlando, Atlanta. Orlando, $1.65. Miami, Minnesota.
Throw that game away. Throw that Miami. Atlanta game away. And throw Dallas away. Keep everything else. I'm going to get guaranteed money.
Yeah, all okay. Right.
Here we go. Brooklyn, Miami, Houston, LA Clippers, and Utah.
There we go.
The all up is $4.16.
Okay. Money for Jam. Easy money.
Easy money.
Ben Simmons, what are you hearing from the States? You're close to some of his sources.
Well, what I'm hearing is that back.
Not good.
Not good.
Olympics out. Yeah. That means the Olympics will be out.
That means the Olympics is out.
Yeah.
If he needs surgery, obviously, you got to take care of yourself first, which is extremely unfortunate. And this is why. I don't sleep at night a lot. I really don't.
How many hours of sleep would you get a night?
Depends. Maybe like 5. It's not a lot.
No.
And I'll tell you why. I live by a saying that goes like this. The window of opportunity closes faster than it opens. Okay? I'm going to say that again. The window of opportunity closes faster than it opens. In life. Some people are luckier than others. Some people are talented than others. And some people are just, you know, just better than others. So when you have those things, you get a whole lot of opportunity, right? Guys that are lucky, like people that are talented, people that are really good at stuff. A lot more opportunity comes their way, more times than not. How about the people that aren't? They might get one shot at something. When you get that one shot, you better maximize that. That's your window of opportunity. So you better maximize that because once it closes, it may never open up again. You understand where I'm getting at? Australia had how many opportunities to medal? World Cup, 2. One before that, Olympics, 1 or 2. One before that.
So what's this got to
And
do?
Everybody was saying, we're going to medal in the Olympics. Ben Simmons is going to play. Blah, blah, blah. Ben Simmons not playing. How you going to medal? USA is coming stacked. How you going to medal? How you going to medal?
We're not far off.
Come on, man. Did you medal? How many times are you going to say that?
We should have medaled last.
We should have. We did. How many times are you going to say that? The window of opportunity was there. It didn't happen.
So what's your point?
You got to maximize the window because once it closes, that's it. When's the last time Australia had a team this stacked?
I think this is our best ever side.
Did you medal?
No.
Okay, now you add in Ben's coming. So clearly if we were stacked and we didn't medal, we're missing somebody. Okay, he's supposed to play. Now he's not going to play. You're going to still have the same team. Everybody's coming stronger for the Olympics. USA's coming back stronger.
Yeah, but we can't beat the U.S. It's
okay, so drop it down. What place are you right now?
Second or third.
You're third, right?
Yeah.
You're third. You're third, and you lost to France, who medaled.
Yes.
Switch that out. So you're fourth.
Yeah. So you're going to beat France? You're going to beat...
You got to beat France, who's stacked. Yeah. Who else is over there? Spain?
Yep, they're good.
USA?
Going to beat France or Spain.
Come on, man.
Hey,
and you ain't beat none of them last year. They're going to come back stronger for the Olympics.
Don't write
Everybody it. Gets stacked for Olympics. Olympics matter more to everybody else.
Time will tell.
Tom told you.
Hey, tell me this. So what's that got to do with 5 hours of sleep?
I live my life like there's only one opportunity with things. So I maximize my window, and I know there's more opportunity my way. So if you have a mentality of maximizing your window, I wake up every day like, all right, cool.
Let's go.
What else can I do?
Yep.
As opposed to, oh, I'm good. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm on ESPN with the NBL. Things are flying. I'm comfortable. I don't get comfortable. When you have a mentality like that, you will do more in life. Because ultimately, a window will close. It will close. At one point, I will get fired. I need to know when that happens, I can look back and say, I maximized my window. I've gotten more out of the window open than when it's closed. I won't look back with regrets. That's my point. The window of opportunity.
Hey, you're a star. You keep on inspiring it. And go the Melbourne United. Beat those Kings.
Have a good one, man.
I see you, Homicide. Peace. This is Homicide Williams.